Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Abot kayang pabahay ang isa sa patuloy na malaking issue na pinag-uusapan sa huling linggo ng kampanya bago ang federal election sa 21 ng Mayo. Kaya naman, tinanong natin ang mga nakatira sa isa sa mga regional areas sa New South Wales kung pabahay rin ba ang issue na mahalaga sa kanilang lugar.
Housing, you know, affordability is already very high. You know, people can't afford it, and I've got kids that are, you know, trying to get into the market, and they are finding it very difficult to save the deposit. You know, one issue is housing affordability. For me, I've got little grandkids that goes to daycare. That's also very expensive, so that's another issue. The cost of living at the moment, you know, just trying to live, you know, basic essentials like food, you know, vegetables, meat, and fuel. They're all the basic essentials that we need on a daily basis.
Yan ang tinig ni Delia Freeman, isang hospital worker at higit 30 taon nang nakatira sa regional area ng Wagga Wagga, timog ng New South Wales. Naniniwala si Delia na pabahay nga ang isa sa mga issue na malapit sa kanyang pamilya, lalo na nga at may dalawa itong anak na sumusubok na makabili ng bahay. Bagaman tiwala siya sa mga kasalukuyang namumuno sa kanilang lugar sa Riverina electorate, may ilang bagay pa na dapat pang pagtuunan ng pansin at aksyon, gaya na lamang ng gastusin sa childcare at ganun din ang natatanggap ng mga retirees.
I think that they are good government, so I am very confident with the Morrison government. They've done really well with the pandemic, and to me, they are a competent government. My husband is a little bit older than me. I mean, not much, but he's actually retired because he's worked all his life. He worked for 50 years. And because I'm still working, I'm still, you know, paying my taxes. Obviously, it goes, you know, under how much I earn for what he gets on a fortnightly basis. Well, I mean, we are grateful that he can get something. Well, it's probably not enough for, you know, for a lot of people, but like I said, we've worked all our lives, and obviously, you know, we've got something that we've saved up, you know, over the years. So we're in, you know, we're probably in a better position, if I may say that. But for a lot of people who probably don't have much, it's clearly not enough.
Para sa English teacher na si Jane Bardos, isang malaking issue rin na dapat nabigyang pansin ay ang mga serbisyo at ganun din ang pabahay.
Siguro for the whole of Riverina electorate, ang masasabi ko is serbisyo, lalo na access sa facilities at pabahay. Malaki ang Riverina, it's the biggest inland area. Napapansin ko ang daming tao na pumapasok, nagsisettle, pero kulang na kulang ang pabahay. At saka ito lang, hindi ito yung government housing lang ah. Ito yung mismong common rent na hinahanap natin. So, paano talaga sila makaka-fully integrate at settle pag wala silang bahay? Alam ko yung mga estudyante ko, minsan naghihintay 6 months na sila nasa hotel or 6 months sila na oo. At syempre, tumutulong ang government doon. So, ang laki ng gastos natin, even for that, kung i-compare mo na meron na silang bahay na pwede nilang i-rent.
Sa isyu ng pabahay, naniniwala ang kasalukuyang MP ng electorate ng Riverina na si Michael McCormack na bagaman ito ay pambansang issue, hindi naman ito ang pinakamalaking issue, particular sa mga regional areas tulad ng kanyang electorate.
Housing affordability, well, it's a massive issue. We've put more than $2 billion into the recent budget to help the states to work towards getting solutions for it. Yes, social housing is the remit of state governments, but we're working to make sure that more people get into their first home. 164,000 Australians got into their first home last year, new home buyers through Home Builder Program. That helped hundreds of thousands of more people to either renovate or to make sure that they got their houses upgraded and refurbished. And we'll continue to work towards addressing these issues, finding solutions, and working with states to do just that, and local councils too.
Dagdag nito na para sa regional areas, ang problema ay higit na nakatutok sa supply ng mga lupa Kaya hiling nito sa mga local council na magkaroon ng higit na development sa mga lupa doon.
There's also a land supply problem, and local councils need to be able to develop more land and get those development applications sooner so that builders can build more homes for migrants, for Australians generally.
Nauna nang inilatag ni opposition leader Anthony Albanese ang panukala ng Partido Labor na Help to Buy sakaling manalo ito sa darating na eleksyon. Ang Help to Buy policy ng Labor ay tutulong sa mas maraming tao na mas maagang makabili ng bahay sa pamamagitan ng pagkaltas ng hanggang 40% ng halaga ng bahay. Mas maliit na deposit ang kailangan para sa mga gustong bumili at mas maliit na mortgage at mas mababang mortgage repayments. Samantala, nitong weekend lamang inihayag ni Prime Minister Scott Morrison ang tinatawag nito na game changer na bagong super home buyer scheme kung saan makaka-access ang mga tao ng hanggang $50,000 ng kanilang superannuation savings para sa pagbili ng kanilang unang bahay. Bukod naman sa issue ng pabahay, tulong sa mga maliliit na negosyante ang tinitignan ng small business owner na si Renato Silvestre na may-ari ng nag-iisang Filipino store sa Wagga Wagga na kahit sinuman umano ang manalo sa darating na eleksyon, sana maipagpatuloy at magkaroon ng dagdag na tulong para sa mga nagsisimulang maliliit na negosyo at mga programa na makakatulong na manatili ang operasyon ng mga ito.
Undecided pa kami pero okay ang mga kandidato dito eh. Pero isa yan, sabihin mini business. Maraming small business dito na nakakailangan. Maraming gustong magtayo ng business.
Sang-ayon din dito ang first-time voter na si Annabel Regalado Bora.
Gusto ko rin sana na makakita ng mga plataporma kung paano mas matutulungan talaga ng gobyerno ang mga maliliit na businesses katulad namin na pag-aari ng mga multicultural sector. At lalo na ngayong pandemya, di ba, kung paano pa talaga nila mas matutulungan tayong lahat, lalo na yung mga small businesses.
Malaking usapin din sa buong Australia ang cost of living at ang hindi maiwasang pagtaas ng inflation. Hindi may kakaila na para sa halos lahat ng tao sa Australia ang patuloy na pagtaas ng gastusin sa pang-araw-araw ay isang bagay na patuloy na kakaharapin sa mga panahong ito. At para sa kandidato ng Greens para sa Riverina electorate na si Michael Organ, ang problema sa cost of living ay nakakabit din sa usapin ng climate change.
There's two really important issues, and they're kind of connected, which is climate change and cost of living. And you might say that they seem to be very different. But we've seen, for example, the rise in fuel prices out here, almost double in the price of fuel, and that's been connected with some of the war in the Ukraine and other elements of the climate crisis. And that has had a major impact because people in the city, they can just hop on a bus or get a train, whereas out here, you might have to drive half an hour to drop your kids at school. And at the end of the day, you might have to find $50, $60, $70 extra petrol money just to get your kids to school. And where's that money coming from?
Binatikos din ng kandidato para Partido Greens na si Michael Organ ng kasalukuyang pamahalaang koalisyon at sinabi nito na patuloy na mababa sa kabuuan ng pasahod sa Australia.
We've had a coalition government who's had a policy of keeping wages low. And I'm going, well, hang on, if there's not much money in the pockets, how are businesses going to operate? So you really have to have good wages so that people can spend, so that businesses are profitable, and it's that kind of environment. So the Greens are very supportive of business. We're very supportive of people getting a good wage, and we're very supportive of full-time employment as opposed to casual employment so people can get...
Sinang-ayunan din ng Riverina Labor candidate na si Mark Jefferson ang mababang sahod sa Australia. Para umano magkaroon ng pagbabago, dapat na mabago ang mga namumuno ayon sa Labor candidate na si Mark Jefferson. Lalo na, anya, kung ang pag-uusapan ay ang mga issue sa mga gastusin sa araw-araw at ibigay anya sa mga komunidad kung ano ang kanilang pangangailangan.
When we do spending, when grants are issued, they're done on the basis of need, not on the electoral need. At the moment, when money gets spent, it seems not, and I don't just mean in the campaign, I mean generally speaking, It seems to be that money is spent based on, is that a safe seat that we can get? Is that a safe a seat that we've got, that we've only got on a small margin? Is that a seat we're never going to get, or is that a seat they're never going to get? And that's how the grants program seems to be being organised, not on what we need for various communities. Our goal is to have an infrastructure fund that works on what the community need is rather than what the electoral need is.
Para naman sa kasalukuyang MP ng Riverina na si Michael McCormack, marami pang issue na dapat nabigyang pansin sa kabuuan ng bansa, pero para sa regional areas tulad ng Wagga Wagga, importante din ang higit na pansin para sa serbisyo para sa mental health, lalo na para sa mga migrante at mga refugees.
Certainly they need the proper mental health services, and I've campaigned long and hard to make sure that we do have the proper support and care in that regard. Health generally is an important thing, but sometimes the refugees who come to these country centres, not only do they need good interpreters, but they also need good mental health care. They've seen things that no young people in particular should have ever seen. They're separated in some instances, their families are torn apart, and that's very hard on, you know, mental strain and their lives going forward. And so they need every bit of help.
Ganon din ani McCormack ang patuloy na pagpapabuti ng serbisyo sa mga ospital.
Look, we put $55 million as a federal government into the state public hospital, Wagga Wagga Base Hospital, in 2010-11. That's what the government did. With the mental health facility there with 50 or so beds, that's a great thing. And of course, the Murray-Darling Medical School Network, which is going to get a $21 million facility in that Docker Street precinct. That's going to make significant change to ensuring that we get the right number of GPs trained wholly and solely, start to finish in the bush, retaining them for not just the Wagga Wagga, which is reasonably well serviced with GPs and specialists.
Sa mga isyong patuloy na pinag-uusapan nitong eleksyon, para sa isang bagong botante tulad ng music teacher at producer na si Annabel Regalado Borja, malaking bagay na pag-aralang mabuti ang track record ng isang kandidato at partido para sa pagpili nito kung sino ang kanyang iboboto.
So syempre pinag-aaralan ko as a first time voter. Syempre iba ang election sa Pilipinas, iba election dito. So hindi masyado kasi nagpapakilala talaga yung mga politicians here, 'di ba? So kailangan mo talaga mag-research. So siguro yung mga qualifiers kung tawagin natin na ayun ang hinahanap ko. Number one yung credibility ng kandidato. Pangalawa kung ano yung nagawa na nila. Number three, siguro yung dedication and commitment nila to public service. So talagang siguro kailangan nating i-scrutinize ng maigi kung sino yung mga iboboto natin.
Bukod sa credibility, mga nagawa, dedikasyon at commitment, mahalagang tignan din ang plataporma at integridad ayon naman sa teacher na si Jane Bardos.
Una-una, plataporma. Pangalawa, integrity. Karamihan naman sa kanila may integrity, magaganda rin yung mga plataforma nila. Yung past government, marami silang ipinangako na na-meet naman nila. Ang biggest thing sa akin siguro yung COVID. Paano natin hinandle yung COVID? Masasabi ko na actually okay siya kung i-compare ko sa ibang country. Naintindihan nila yung importansya ng ekonomiya. At hindi sustainable ang madalas na lockdown. So sa tingin ko, kahit hindi popular yung decisions, nakayanan nilang i-establish yun para sumunod yung tao. So sa akin, integrity yun. At saka yung biglaan nilang pagdesisyon, ano bang gagawin natin sa COVID? Yun, malaki din yun eh. Kasi hindi pa natin na-experience yung before. So sa tingin ko naman, yung mga measures na ginawa nila, sapat naman siya. At saka very reasonable.
Ang Riverina region ay isa sa mga electorate ng Australia kung saan nasa top 5 na mga nakatira ay mga Pilipino. At nitong ang halalan, mahalaga para sa ating mga kapwa Pilipino sa Wagga Wagga na hindi lamang bumoto, kundi piliin ang kandidato o partido na makakapagbigay ng maayos na mga programa at proyekto na makakatugon sa pangangailangan ng mga mamamayan. Ako si Annalyn Villata para sa espesyal na ulat para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.